How smart do you think the average mathematician is that works for a finance bank?
Pretty smart. I would say very capable.
Okay, let me put it this way. No messing about. I'm a member of Mensa. So I know I'm smart. I'm not being funny. I'm just stating it because I want to make a point. My friends were those mathematicians. I feel like a T-boy compared to how smart they were.
The quants.
I was a pseudo quant. I was a salesman. I've got a degree in mathematics. I've done 40 years of analysis. I felt like a child. And you know what? They were so charming. I've literally got one mate. His nickname was Rocket because he was a NASA rocket scientist. I had a lovely guy, another guy. I asked him, well, how can that, you know, be? It doesn't matter what it was. And he explained it really politely. This guy, you know, it's like asking Einstein to help you with your homework. So how many people, Patrick, these people, would you say that the coronavirus has impacted the stock market at all?
Yeah, it has in a catastrophic way, absolutely.
Italy was over long before they announced lockdown. Germany, Sweden, and Britain, we were all decelerating before they announced lockdown. It was over. And my example is this. If you throw a ball in the air, oh Christ, how many people play cricket, baseball? If you're a fielder or whatever they call it, a catcher or whatever it is in baseball, if you're in the outfield in baseball, Patrick, tell me if once the batsman, whatever, has hit the ball, does the fielder stand there watching the ball until it rises and then when it starts falling, oh my God, I know where it's going, and he starts running then? Is that what happens?
Yes, that is actually how it works.
No, it is not.
No.
I thought you were smart. In fact, I can tell you, even I know this, the instant the ball is struck, the fielder starts running. His first
Yes, of course.
He does not wait until the ball has reached apogee.
Yes.
He instantly can tell from the... And I know that a famous American fielder, I've got no idea what his name was, but I know the story. They asked him why he was so successful. And they said, I don't... And he starts running the moment... Before the ball is hit, he starts running. And when they asked him how he could do that, he said, I can tell from the sound of the strike where it's going. Not even seeing it. Those charts, if you're playing catch or cricket, you do not wait in cricket until the ball reaches the highest point and then the fielder says, oh, I can see where it's going now. No, we grow up catching balls. And, you know, it's like, God, throw a ball, you know how to catch it. From the moment it leaves someone's hand, you've got a rough idea. If somebody fired a tennis ball from one of those practice machines and they did it from behind a hedge so you couldn't see, you could see once it was clear of the hedge, you'd have an idea of the angle. Your American military and our military use this when in Afghanistan, when a guy on a truck launches a mortar, hidden behind a building, a radar tracks the mortar round and instantly calculates where it came from and sends a mortar shell back and bye-bye Al-Qaeda. It doesn't wait till it gets to apogee. The moment that shell is fired, the radar tracks it, says, right, I've got you, mate, sends a mortar back, bye-bye jihadi.